Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 25, becoming like Him in His authority. The word authority sounds significantly negative and can be confused with being authoritarian. We incorrectly associate this word with someone who wants to dominate and trample the other. But interestingly, the first personal command to human beings had to do with authority. God blessed them saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, rule over the fish in the sea." Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. These words indicate the authority God has entrusted to us as human beings over all that He has created. Jesus is granting His children authority, saying, "I have given you authority to trample snakes and scorpions and to overcome the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you." Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. The authority was to nurture all that God created as godly stewards and managers of God's property. The authority we receive is to defeat the evil one and never to abuse that authority. When we look at Jesus' time on earth, He lived under the authority of His parents until a certain age. He also lived under the authority of the temple leaders and never showed any superiority to them. However, He asserted His authority in cleansing the temple, in driving out demons, and even raising people from the dead. Jesus never misused His authority. He says, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors, but you are not to be like that." Luke chapter 22, verse 25 and 26. God wanted the greatest to be the least, and the leader to represent a servant. Thus, the authority that Jesus displayed to us when He possessed all the power entrusted to Him by His Father was to serve and not to lord it over others. God has presented each of us His authority to exercise. But today, there are many Christians not utilizing their authority over the powers of evil and against ungodliness within the church and outside. Instead, they wield authority just as the world would, lording it over the other. To be like Him in authority invites us to use our God-given authority appropriately against evil forces and to use this authority only to encourage and serve others by the power of His Spirit. Taking God-given authority seriously and using it cautiously for His purposes remains the need of the hour. Let husbands lead and serve their wives with the authority received from God to lead. Let parents exercise some authority over their children to discipline them to reverently fear God. Let us as Christian citizens of this nation exercise authority in praying against the evil dominating forces of oppressive darkness. Therefore, allow God to restore us, to acquire a proper perspective on authority and live as Jesus lived. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for the authority You have bestowed upon us. Help us to use the God-given authority rightly in our homes, workplaces, churches, and in our nation. Help us by Your power to show godly authority and never to abuse any authority that has been granted to us. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Today's devotion was read by my wife, Sibby Matthew. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions have now been compiled as a book and is available for a small donation towards Urban India Ministries. Please visit our website urbanindia.org to get your copy as well as other resources. God bless.